Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He's Michael Reinsdorf. He is, of course, the Bulls president and chief operating officer.
All the different storylines that are going on with this team. And is Zach LaVine going to step up and become the player we think he is? And what kind of development are we going to see out of Lowry? I saw him the other day. Yesterday and just looking at how big he's gotten, it's just amazing. And so I'm excited for when he comes back. And Wendell Carter is a player that I think surprised us. We knew that we were excited when we drafted him, but I think seeing what he did in the summer league and in the preseason, there's just so many things to look at when you're watching this team. So the most important for me is going to be the development of the core of the young players, just not just individually, but also collectively as a group. How do they work from a chemistry standpoint? So that's going to be really interesting.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
State donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Patrick Sharp fans it out. 2 seconds and one, and now the first penalty is over. Hossa gives on to Keith. Hossa shot save. Rebound. Score! Sharp! And it's 5-4. Patrick Sharp has played in 13 playoff series as a Chicago Blackhawk. He has gotten at least one goal in every one of those, two in this series.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to a Stanley Cup champion. And Patrick Sharp, the former Blackhawk, is now an analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. Good morning, Patrick. How
hey,
are
Patrick.
You?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Boy, that sounds a little bit weird. No more hockey. Now I'm an analyst.
Welcome to the dark side.
Well, why? Why do you want to be a hockey analyst? You know, you probably could still play if you felt like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go down that route and be the guy that says I could still do this and still do that. I've had enough of playing the game. I got a good run. I had a lot of fun years, and my body's had enough. My mind has had enough, but why be an analyst? Well, I kind of have been an analyst my whole career. I watch the game and think it and like to talk about it with my teammates and friends, so why not jump on TV and give it a shot?
How prepared are you for this, Sharpie? I mean, when you look at this Hawks season, it could be one where there's going to be a need for some critical analysis, and being critical for ex-players can be a difficult one. Have you crossed that bridge in your head, and how would you approach it?
That's a good question, David. It's going to be tough to criticize some of my old teammates and my buddies and, you know, guys I see on a daily basis, but I'm going to do the best I can as an analyst. You know, I'm going to try to give as much insight as I can to what's happening on the ice. I mean, there's a lot of situations in a course of a game and a highlight that a guy might look bad, but there's a reason why he's looking bad, and it might not be his fault. So I'm going to try and bail the guys out a little bit. I'll be honest. I'll be critical when I have to, but more than anything, I just want to have a good time, and I'll be on the air with a couple friends of mine, some old teammates, and I'm just looking to have a good time.
Patrick, one of those guys, Brandon Saad, had a rough start to the season and was not only he was in danger of just landing in Q's doghouse for good, and yet he seems to have turned it around, and you saw him score another goal yesterday, had another breakaway and kicked one in, but seems to have, is he now a newly motivated player? What's the difference between the guy that started the season and the guy we're seeing yesterday?
That's a good question. I've definitely been in his position before in Coach Q's doghouse. It's not a it's not a fun place to be, but you know, when I watch Sauter, he's just got so much, you know, strength and power, explosive speed, right? And when he's handling the puck and taking it to the net, like we saw him last night against Vancouver, that's when he's an effective player. There's been too many nights this year where he hasn't been involved, and I think that frustrates Joel as a coach because we've seen the potential out of Sauter, and he can make a real difference in all situations, really. He's an excellent presence on the power play. We saw in Johnny's goal last night, Johnny makes a great shot from the half wall, but Sauter's standing right in the blue paint. But when I think of Brandon Saad, I think of him skating. I think of him taking the puck to the net, guys hanging off his back trying to check him, and that's why he's got that name to mention.
Patrick, Chris Kunitz the other night was a healthy scratch for the first time in 978 regular season NHL games. Veterans who come to play for the Blackhawks, maybe near the end of their career, maybe right in the middle, whatever. Playing for Joel Quenneville, I think, is probably different than playing for almost anyone else in the league at this point of his tenure and the respect he commands. How challenging is it for a guy, whether it's a young player like Saad, who's, you know, on his second go around playing for Joel, or a veteran like Kunitz who has to adjust to things maybe he didn't have to deal with before?
Yeah, I think that's all part of getting older and, you know, playing the game when you're accustomed to seeing Cooney play at a high level. And then you come into Chicago and Joel's going to play the guys that he feels are going to give him the best chance to win that night. You know, that's a situation I found myself in last year. Yeah, I sat out a couple games early in my career in Philadelphia, but last year was the first time I didn't get a chance to play every night for the Hawks. It's tough. It's a shot to the ego. You know, you feel embarrassed, but there's no reason to because it's a good league. And when you look behind the bench at Joel and all that he's accomplished in this league, I mean, it's tough to second guess him. Obviously, you have pride as a player. You want to be out there. You want to show that you can play the game. But I've always just had the mindset that I trust my coach. Joel is back there for a reason. He's led us to some pretty big moments in my career. So I got to work harder as a player and get better. But if anything, it shows accountability that if Brandon Saad can get put on notice, if a guy like Chris Kunitz, who's creeping up on 1,000 games with 4 Stanley Cups, can watch from the locker room, then it can happen to anybody. And the last thing you want as a team is having your players show up to the rink feeling comfortable and complacent in their position. That's when you're not going to get the best out of them. And that's why Joel's a master.
Patrick, you mentioned Jonathan Toews' goal last night. That's his 299th. And I guess that's his, what, 7th goal of the year in 13 games with 5 assists to go with that. He seems revitalized. Were we looking at the last couple of years, you'd hear, you know, kind of whispered complaints about him from some Blackhawks fans, because I think everyone appreciated everything that he did, all the sacrifices and all the physical play that he took and the abuse. Is it just that he's healthy now? What's been the difference with him this year?
That's a great question, probably one that he could answer a lot better than I can. But I mean, when you look at his career and all that he's accomplished, he's 30 years old now, right?
Yeah.
Has he turned 30 or is he turning 30 in April? I don't know. I think he just turned 30.
He's 30, yep.
I mean, he's won everything that he can win as a teammate. He's won every individual award with the exception of, you know, one or two. He's had incredible success, and I don't know if there's too many players in my generation that can say that they've had that individual success at this point in their career. So, you know, for people to we hear the whispers of his play declining, we get a chuckle out of it because he's played a lot of hockey. There's been a lot of miles, a lot of big situations. And as I mentioned before, sometimes when you're pointing the finger at a player and you feel like he's not doing what you're used to seeing him doing, well, there's reasons for that. And sometimes it's reasons out of his control. But I think Hawks fans have to be encouraged with what they see out of him this year. He's looking as fast and as quick as ever. And when you talk about today's NHL, it's an emphasis on speed and skill. Johnny's gotten better. He's quicker now. He's faster. He's hanging on to the puck more. I think that's a credit to his line mates. He's been playing most of the season with Cap, who's a great young player. And the other guy, Dominic Cahoon, who I think has gone underrated a little bit this year from the Hawks organization, to go out and find a guy who's undrafted, bring him in, put him on the top line with Jonathan Toews. That's not easy to do, but seems to be getting Johnny the puck a lot more. We want the puck in Johnny's hands. But for me, it's his quickness, his speed. He looks like he's having fun out there. And listen, he's always a great player for me. If you put Jonathan on your team, he's going to give you so much more than just putting the puck in the net.
Sharpie, you look at this Hawks team, and I think you mentioned one of the exciting young players in Alex DeBrincat. You look at on the other side with the on the blue line, and Henry Jokiharju, the 19-year-old defenseman, has been really good, I think, really quickly. And the best players are still the best players, but the promising guys who are young and make this an interesting team to watch. Okay, put your analyst hat on. When you look at this Hawks team, the way it's coming together, they've gotten off to a pretty good start here. Is this a playoff team?
Jeez, you're making me work on my first day on the job.
Will you please guarantee that?
You guys are looking for a quote here from me to put on a headline somewhere. But, yeah, I think it is. And the reason I think it is they got their goalie back. You know, we got Crow in the net. What a difference he makes when he's back there. It's not just his size and his athletic ability in the net, but it's his coolness, his calm, his composure. Like he sends that relaxing feeling through the team. When we hop on the ice and we look behind us and see Crow in the net, as a player, you're not worried about bad goals going in. You're not worried about fishing the puck out of your net every other shift, every period. You go out there and you play the game and you do what you've done your entire life, and that's just create. Play freely within the system of Joel Quenneville's structure. So I like everything about this team. I look at the guys like Kane, Taves, Keith, and Seeps, right? Those guys, I'll go into a playoff series with those guys any day of the week. I know that they're going to show up in the key moments. You mentioned some of the younger guys. That's where I'm looking for these players to take the next step. We know the talent of Alex DeBrincat. I think he's going to be an elite goal scorer in the league if he's not already. I think Nick Schmaltz, as a young kid, has a chance to affect the game in a positive way for us. He covers so much ground on the ice, and he's really a nice puck distributor. Joki Haru on the back end has been paired with Duncan Keith, which isn't easy to do, playing heavy minutes every night at the NHL level. So there's a lot to be excited about. You look at our division, it's probably not very exciting, right? You got Winnipeg, you got Colorado, who's an up-and-coming team, and Nashville, who a lot of people are thinking might represent the West this year. But I think Chicago's a team that's going to be in the thick of things all year long. It's exciting to watch, and I can't wait to call some games this year.
Kaner missed last night's game with the flu, and obviously, you hope he can play tonight. In Edmonton, I didn't realize this. That's 258 consecutive game streak that came to an end. That is a lot of
258?
258 consecutive games before that.
That's a lot of games for a kid that, when I first met him at 18, everybody said he wasn't going to be able to play in the NHL or do what he could do at the junior level because he was too small. So the consistency and the fact that he's able to play every night, and not just play, but affect the game every night, you really notice it when he's out of the lineup.
He's off to the best start of his career, believe it or not, statistically, Patrick. I mean, what's he done? Has he just maintained that level, or is he doing anything differently himself?
I'm just numb to it, to be honest with you. I've seen it so much out of this kid. Every year he seems to impress us in some way. You know, this year he's turning 30 in the next couple of weeks at the end of November, and this is his circus trip. Every year he seems to go out west and just dominate this week or two of play. It's unfortunate he can't play last night because of the flu, but you know, it's tough to come up with things to say about Kaner because he just continues to impress pretty much every week, but year to year, he finds ways to get better. The thing that I like most about him is his passion for the game. And a lot of people don't really know how much he cares about the game and how much he works at it away from the rink, right? Everyone's in good shape these days. Kaner certainly is as well, but the way he thinks the game, the way he comes up with ideas and ways to get better at age 30, when he's been doing it for 10 or 12 years already, that's what makes him a special player.
Patrick, it was a pleasure to watch the vast majority of your career, and I think we'll enjoy you as an analyst. Really appreciate you jumping on.
Good start. Thanks, Sharpie.
Yeah, how'd I do with the analyst?
Doing well. Nothing too inflammatory. Yeah, you got it. You're right down the middle, just like your drives.
We're worried about our jobs now.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Patrick. God bless you. That is Patrick Sharp. What a great player he was.
NBC Sports Chicago, good hire.
Yeah. Great face for television, too. Very
really?
Handsome man.
Never noticed that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Yeah, that's what people say.
As opposed to faces for radio.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to take a shot at me. All right, we're going to bring in a couple faces. We're going to bring in our friends and colleagues. It's Dan and Connor next. In transition, Mully and Hall on the Score.
The Score is your destination before and after every Bears game, starting with Chicago's favorite Bears pregame show, where Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley get you ready with 3 hours of Bears pregame coverage.
They have potential to be one of the top wide receiving groups in the entire NFL.
And stick around after the game for our legendary Bears postgame show with Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams.
Nagy's a 39-year-old head coach. He's got a lot of luck to learn himself.
Before and after every game, count on us to deliver on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Or Plainfield.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is crane. Text crane to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is crane, like Frazier, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Mitch contacted the nation's largest online lender, obsessed with their Rocket for a VA mortgage, but was overwhelmed by their ridiculously high closing costs. So he called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg secured Mitch a lower rate with substantially lowered closing costs. When securing a VA loan, you can contact the largest online lender who finances the millions of dollars promoting their Rocket through higher rates and closing costs. Or you can call a trusted local lender who values the sacrifices you made for our country and has substantially lower closing costs and interest rates, because guess what? We don't have a Rocket.
Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358 and MLS 19186.
Guys, if you're still wearing the same underwear style you did in high school, you're missing out on serious comfort from new styles and fabrics. Time to check out Cool Clothes Men's Underwear. Cool Clothes undies are made from breathable modern fabrics, bamboo silk, modal, milk silk, that are luxurious on your skin and easy on your wallet. Cool Clothes is all about affordable luxury, especially now with their buy three, get one free offer. While supplies last, shop Cool Clothes now at briefbuy.com. That's briefbuy.com. Briefbuy.com is a Chicagoland company.
How old is your water heater? If it's been around for more than 10 years, it's been around too long. The Home Depot is here to help with Rheem, the number one water heater brand in America. Get 10% off a Rheem water heater when you have it installed by the Home Depot. Local, licensed, insured pros. It'll make saying goodbye easy. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT to get started. Rheem, only available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 21st. Excludes tankless models. Other restrictions apply. For license number, see homedepot.com/water heater install.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
My name is Fawn Davis, special effects artist at Fonco Studios. You look at a bunch of us making models and it looks like we're playing with toys. But in actuality, it's really difficult. I think about how important mentors were to me in my career, and I want to do that for young people. Groups on LinkedIn really helps you stay connected to those communities and give advice. I post pictures of the armor that we're creating, or the dragon, or the robot. People see that and they go, wow.
Learn from others with LinkedIn groups. Whatever you're in it for, we're in it together.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Help, our family's going apple picking this Saturday, and I need to pick out new outfits for everyone.
Easy, just get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now you can get up to 50% off store-wide. Plus, there are thousands of styles from just $5.
$5? Now I just need the weather to cooperate.
Try your favorite Rockstar jeans with our new built-in warm technology. They're brushed on the inside for when it's cold outside. If you buy online and pick up in store, you'll have everything in time for the weekend.
Thousands of styles from $5 and up to 50% off? How about them apples?
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10/29 to 11/2. Select styles only.
Owens and Northwestern basketball return to the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Season tickets are on sale at nusports.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
How do you think this move makes your franchise better?
Well, you know,
do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions and you just kind of like, you know, give me this. But I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay? So ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
Why do you feel like this is making your franchise better?
All right, well, I think, you know, what's important for us is when we evaluate, you know, everything that we do as a franchise.
Please. He's no slouch. That's Matt Patricia. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
How about that?
Thank you for listening.
Posture matters.
How about
posture matters?